Chapter 9, Dental Plans. I've always been a fan of plans in dental practice, and although patients can prefer capitation plans to maintenance plans, I found that maintenance is a much fairer and safer option for both patients and practices. Maintenance plans are easier to price accurately, and for the patient, there's a direct correlation between what they get and what they're paying for. However, many practices are failing to communicate to patients the biggest difference a plan can make, namely, that it's likely to be a lot better for their dental health. I know this because I regularly encourage my client practices to audit the difference between plan patients, private patients, and NHS patients in terms of treatment prescribed and attendance patterns. In all but two or three practices so far, the results have revealed a surprising disparity between NHS, pay-as-you-go patients, and plan or membership patients. Plan or membership patients definitely keep to tighter recall intervals, keeping to dental health check and hygiene visits pretty much on the recall timescales that are prescribed to them. But even with the best will in the world, NHS and fully private pay-as-you-go patients tend to let their dental and hygiene appointments drift. The first practice that completed this audit for me in the days when almost all patients were recommended to return for their 6-monthly appointment were shocked to discover that whilst plan patients are actually returning to their dental health check every 6 to 8 months, private patients, who were believed to be just as regular, were returning every 14 to 17 months. These patients were often surprised when they were told how long it had been since their last appointment. Even more shocking was the size of the difference in the value of treatments prescribed, corrected for differences in patients' fiscal status when patients were eventually seen. It makes sense to expect that patients who have not been seen for longer may need more treatment than those seen regularly, but an average increased value of treatment plans for those less frequently attending private patients was 69% by value. In other words, private patients needed 69% more treatment by value than plan patients when they saw their dentist. With audited statistics like these, the practice could prove that the maintenance plan option was not just better value for money for patients compared to paying for comparable appointments, but much more likely to result in a healthier mouth and less treatment. More importantly, this practice could then recommend plan membership for good, ethical reasons. Other practices have reported similar differences in terms of dental health check and hygiene appointment attendance and differences in the value of treatments prescribed up to 100% more for the less frequently attending private patients. And some practices have found that the differences in attendance intervals and prescribed treatments for NHS patients can be even greater. It'll be interesting to find out whether prescribed treatments will increase or decrease following the implementation of NICE guidelines on exam intervals. My own belief is that whatever appointment intervals are recommended and explained to patients, compliance will generally be better amongst patients who are on a programme they've committed to by paying for by direct debit. This difference in patient behaviour has long been known by the insurance industry, local government, opticians, publishers, indeed any organisation that depends on regular purchases. These organisations know that the public is much more likely to keep out regular purchases or less likely to default and therefore more likely to continue to feel a loyalty for a brand if a direct debit or a standing order can be secured. Customers also take longer to change purchasing behaviour if a direct debit or standing order is in place. In dental care, we know that most patients who pay by monthly direct debit are more likely to keep up regular visits to the practice pretty much on time. The customer will make sure he gets his money's worth after arranging for regular payments, and the patient will make sure he visits at the recommended interval. So the way patients pay for their dental care does affect their behaviour. Their visiting behaviour, in turn, affects their dental health. I plead with practices to stop telling patients they should join the plan because it's better value on the face value of the appointments covered or because it's easier to pay for care or for the included insurances. Instead, I recommend that patients are urged to join plans because this is the best way to keep them healthy. Action points from this chapter. Audit the difference in attendance patterns between pay-as-you-go and plan or membership patients and tell patients if there's any difference in results. 2. Encourage patients onto your dental plan because this is the best way you can organise to keep patients healthy.